we love a local sporting legend, and this guy is one of Adelaide United's favourite sons. He helped win us the championship back in 2016. Our all-time leading goal scorer is now the director of football here in Adelaide, but he also is part of Network 10's coverage of this season of the A-League. Bruce Chittay, good morning.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So nice to have you here. Now, tomorrow the boys are going to be taking on Perth Glory for their first match. How are they feeling about it?
They're feeling good. They're feeling good. I went to the fans' day last weekend, and I was at a Channel 10 event actually yesterday, speaking to the coaches, the CEO and the staff, and everyone's really upbeat, which is good. And to be honest, it's expected before the season commences, but there's a legitimate good feeling around the club, so expect them to do well this season.
It's always the most positive time of the year for the sports fan, because at this stage, anything can happen. It's a clean slate coming up ahead. Adelaide United, how are we shaping for the season at large? Do you feel like we've got a good shot at the title this year?
I think so. I think we always got a good shot at the title. The teams in state have recruited well, if we're honest.
Yeah, okay.
They've recruited well. They've recruited, big names, big players. There's some clubs that have got a huge budget. So the challenge is always there, always has been for Adelaide United in the history of the club. We've always been the same boat. But there's nothing less than finals will suffice, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. Now, we know Melbourne City beat out Sydney last year, but the team, they won in 2020 and 2019. So who is the team to beat this season? Who are we targeting?
I think it's Melbourne City,
okay.
If I'm honest. I think it's Melbourne City. Matthew Lecky's come back. He recently played in the most recent Socceroos game. Jamie McLaren also in the recent Socceroos game. Talking about national team players. Playing here, playing locally in the A-League, so that's fantastic for the competition, but it certainly makes them the biggest threat.
A-League is certainly gaining legitimacy. Over the last couple of years, like the strength of the league has just gotten better and better. Do you feel like that's feeding into our national results as well? I know that over the last couple of weeks, the Socceroos maybe haven't had the best results in the World Cup qualifiers, but certainly national football continues to grow here in Australia.
It is, and with the Network 10 Paramount Plus recent investment into the game,
yeah,
there's no doubt that it'll continue going from strength to strength. There's more certainty, especially on the back of emerging from COVID. You know, the last few years have been very disrupted, like all the other sports in the world. But the league's actually gone from strength to strength now, and it's perfect timing for Network 10 to be involved in this competition and the sport, because it's evolving at such a rapid pace.
This year we had some pretty incredible news from one of your players, Josh Cavallo, shared his story with all of us, and he's the world's only openly gay top-tier men's footballer, which is absolutely incredible. I have to say, like myself, I was so moved by this. Is he expecting quite a few more fans to be heading along wearing his number this season?
He certainly can expect a number of more fans to be coming and watching him play and wearing his jersey. But, you know, I mentioned last night at the Network 10 event, it is a tangible outcome of what a good culture is at a club.
Yeah,
here's
so
a player
true.
Who's been at a number of clubs and never felt comfortable enough to speak his truth. But at Adelaide United, he has. And, you know, everyone at the club can be proud that they've, you know, created that culture where he feels comfortable enough and safe enough to be himself. It's a fascinating outcome, because you hear sporting people, sporting clubs, corporates always bang on about culture, you know, and you can't touch, you can't feel it. It's like, you just got to be part of the change room, or you've got to be part of the club, the culture in it. You know, it's unique, it's et cetera, et cetera. But this is actually a tangible touch, feel, see outcome from what a good culture does. So extremely proud of the club, Josh especially, and everyone involved.
I think not only Adelaide United, but the A-League at large continues to make strides. They've kind of restructured the branding of the game to just say A-League. That's both men and women's. It just goes to show that, you know, the people that are making decisions for the league at large really have their heads screwed, or at least it seems that from the outside.
They certainly have their finger on the pulse, and the demographic that the league speaks to leans young. And you know, we all know it's the young people who are the leaders of the future, and overwhelmingly, you know, social justice and all these things are really important to them. And I think it's a fantastic move for sport in general. And it's funny we say, you know, how great it is when really it should just be the norm.
Yeah, oh, it's so true. But hey, it takes the A-League to take that first step forward. So well done to them. Listen, we're really excited about the season ahead, Bruce. Tonight, Melbourne City against the Brisbane Roar. Tomorrow, Adelaide United have their first test against Perth Glory. You can watch all games live and exclusive across Channel 10 and Paramount Plus. Sign up today to ensure you're ready to go for this weekend. You're going to hear Bruce's dulcet tones on the commentary. Bruce, enjoy it, mate. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be brilliant. Looking forward to it. I'm excited.